I will say bravo to a judge for finally doing the right fucking thing. because most of them just dig in with their bad behavior and just keep going and going and going. Nothing outlasts the power of Judge Frances Gull. But we're not talking about her today. We're talking about the judge who was texting during a murder trial. And people were like, what the fuck are you doing texting during a murder trial?
Well, and not only texting, she was talking about, I think, a police officer's genitalia and how hot one of the cops was. And
yeah, you know, things a judge should be doing. But it's Oklahoma, everyone. Judge Tracy Soderstrom's resignation, prompted by her texting during a murder trial, comes amidst prior allegations of misconduct. The revelations, which emerged during a trial of a man accused of manslaughter and the death of a 2-year-old child, have cast a shadow over her judicial tenure. Soderstrom's inappropriate phone usage during the murder trial garnered widespread attention when a video surfaced in July revealing her engaging in texting and Facebook use during critical trial phases. Despite the severity of the case, Soderstrom's admitted to her lapse in judgment, acknowledging the impropriety of her actions. In a statement following her resignation announcement, Soderstrom expressed remorse for her conduct, emphasizing the gravity of her actions, irrespective of the trial's nature. However, this is not the first time Soderstrom has faced scrutiny for texting during a trial. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with, can we just, like, be grown-ups? You're a judge. Last year, Soderstrom faced criticism for allegedly sending over 500 texts to her bailiff during the same murder trial. Court documents revealed that the texts included mocking remarks directed at the prosecutors while praising the defense attorney. These allegations underscore a lot of concerns about her impartiality and judicial ethics. Chief Justice M. John Kane IV, in his petition recommending Soderstrom's removal, cited a pattern of gross neglect of duty and partiality, as evidenced by her extensive texting during the trial proceedings. Soderstrom's interactions with the court bailiff, as outlined in court documents, further underscored her lack of temperament to serve as a judge. An order of dismissal in the case filed on Friday notes that Soderstrom has voluntarily resigned and agrees not to seek any judicial position in her state again. Well, thank you for finally not being an idiot. Soderstrom was elected as a judge in November 2022 and took the bench in January 2023. She had served 6 months before the murder trial. She was elected. This is, wow. And this is how this shit happens, because nobody pays attention to their local elections. Raising my hand here as someone who also doesn't pay attention to local elections very well. But then we go in there, and if you vote, you're like, I'm just going to check this box. And that's half of the battle. That's why you have, like, stickers and you have the yard signs, because they're just going for, like, basically brand awareness. And
yeah, name recognition.
Name recognition.
Well, I've heard of them.
And that's usually who wins in things like that. The more you are out there, then the more likely you will be the one that wins. But that's the scary part, too. When you don't know what the hell you're voting for, you get this. The defendant in the trial was eventually found guilty by a jury of second-degree manslaughter and sentenced to time served. The resignation of Judge Soderstrom marks a significant development in addressing judicial misconduct within the Oklahoma judiciary. While her departure signifies accountability for her actions, it also prompts some reflection on the broader implications of electronic device usage in the courtroom. I think it's just kind of common sense. If you're the judge, you got to put your phone down. No one else is using their phone in the courtroom. You shouldn't be either. I mean, just the idea that this judge is literally sitting there up on the bench texting away in the middle of a trial. What the hell?
I just looked up some of the stuff that she was texting.
Yeah.
She was commenting to the bailiff that the DA was sweating through his coat, to which the bailiff responded, yes, it's gross. He's gross and a horrible speaker. Regarding the assistant DA, Soderstrom wrote that they're going to hate him, referring to the jury, and the bailiff responded, absolutely, he's an arrogant asshole. The bailiff also needs to be held accountable, too. Something about, where was the genitalia? At another point, the judge referenced the DA's appearance, stating, why does he have baby hands? They're so weird looking. The bailiff replied, I was told they were tiny, LOL. During the opening argument by the defense attorney, the judge wrote, can I clap for her?
You know, if you want to have these conversations, you know, in your quarters, at the bar, whatever, go ahead. That's normal human interaction, mm-hmm. making observation. But in the middle of the trial itself, and you're the judge.
Here's another one. When a police officer took the stand, she texted, "He's pretty. I could look at him all day."
Well, she'll have plenty of time to do that now.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.